Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile.
With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. I bet you get 30, 30, I bet you get 30, I bet you get 20, 20, 20, I bet you get 20, 20, I bet you get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month, sold.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
On the other side of that narrow wooden door, there was a viper's nest of depravity.
For the very first time, the greatest minds in criminology have come together to dissect the psyches of some of the world's most prolific serial killers. These forensic psychiatrists, psychologists, and pathologists have an incredible depth of knowledge and often first-hand insight into these killers, helping us to understand what makes a monster. The following is part two of an interview with Dr. Eric Cullen, recorded in August 2019 for Crime and Investigations TV series Making a Monster. A clinical forensic psychologist, Dr. Cullen has worked in various UK prisons, including Grendon, the therapeutic prison. Dr. Cullen's expertise is in the analysis of the key areas of the lives of serial killers that cause them to commit murder. Dr. Cullen has not met Rose West, but here discusses her case based on the evidence and testimony to hand. Caution: the subject matter of this interview contains graphic descriptions and is often very disturbing.
There was a house in Gloucester, an inconsequential, rather run-down, nondescript property, end of terrace kind of place. And on one side of the front door, on the outside, there was Fred, who was a relatively popular, friendly, helpful kind of bloke, and Rose, who was a slightly frumpy, bespectacled mother of eight, a relatively pleasant couple. And on the other side of that narrow wooden door, there was a viper's nest of depravity. And Fred was the scorpion, and Rose was the spider. And between them, they came together to complete one of the most depraved chronicles of serial killing, certainly in British criminal history. Rose West is without question one of Britain's most notorious serial killers, female or male, a direct, active, and willing accomplice in the murder of 10 young women, including members of her own family, her own stepdaughter. How did she become this monster? Well, she certainly started early. And she started early by being abused. And she was abused sexually by her father. And as far as we can tell, she became... You can't actually give consent when you're a child, legally. But she became, apparently, a cooperative partner in incest. Not just with her father, but laterally with her two brothers, who she also sexually abused and raped one of them. And apparently she was extraordinarily precocious sexually, And by the time she was in puberty, she was walking around the house in front of her father and brothers completely naked. And an active and an involved partner in this incest. Still only 15, Rose met a much older man called Fred West, who was 27. She was already pregnant by somebody else, but very quickly in their relationship, Fred introduced her to pornography, to prostitution, to sadism, and she took to it readily. She had never acquired a conscience, a sense of morality. For her, sex was a natural act that you would commit indiscriminately. And for Fred, violence and pornography was something that he took to actively and enthusiastically and quite well. And so between them, they very quickly became a killing machine. There was, in this relationship, incest. There was molestation. They had three children by the time Fred was eventually imprisoned for something. At this stage, he already had a stepdaughter, who was Charlene, who was eight. And Rose was abusing this girl and bullying her. And this girl was becoming defiant and talking back. And that actually triggered Rose to kill this girl. And she then had stepped over into Fred's domain. Fred had already killed someone as well. When Fred came out of prison, between them, they hid the bodies. But they were now set on the road to total depravity. She was actively engaged as a prostitute. That prostitution included having three of her eight children by other fathers who were clients. Fred encouraged the prostitution. Fred filmed the prostitution. Fred watched the prostitution. He didn't just watch it with Rose. He watched him raping his own daughter. The levels of depravity these two sank to continue to go beyond anything you'd think possible. Her father came back into this to the scene, and she was having sex with her father. Fred was having sex with his daughters. Rose was actually becoming now, in that spider persona, his procurer for other young women that they were inviting back into their home as lodgers, and that would then meet the same fate as other victims, where these lodgers would be raped and killed. It led to the most horrific.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Everyone knows therapy is great for solving problems, but getting therapy has its own problems too, like finding the right therapist, fitting into their schedule, and of course, the cost. Well, BetterHelp can solve those problems. It's totally online and built around your schedule. It's surprisingly affordable too. Connect with a credentialed therapist by phone, video, or online chat, all from the comfort of your home. Visit BetterHelp.com to learn more and save 10% on your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.
Crime, which I refuse to describe in any detail, where Fred tortured for many days and then ultimately killed his victim. We have now a chronicle, a litany of the most obscene human conduct. They buried the victims. He threatened his other children. He killed one of his own daughters because he was afraid that she would go to the authorities. He buried that daughter in the garden and then threatened his other children with saying that they would have the same fate if they didn't behave. Eventually, one of the friends of one of the daughters told her mother what was happening, and the mother went to the police, and the police were then involved in trying to convict the Wests, but it took them 2 years to achieve that. There was an early incident when they could have stopped it, but the children refused to testify, so the Wests got off with it. But ultimately, even when they had all the evidence, it took the police 2 years to eventually arrive at convictions. Fred killed himself not long thereafter in prison. Rose is alive to today. As serial killing chronicles go, this is one of the worst. You could make the case with the Wests that there is a really strong argument for bringing back capital punishment. Would Rose have committed these crimes if she hadn't met Fred? I don't think she would. I think she would have been an immoral, sluttish prostitute. But she might have actually married someone else and had a completely different life. I don't know. But I don't think she would have killed if she hadn't met Fred. But that doesn't exonerate her. She did meet him. She was actively, knowingly, consensually involved in killing. She enjoyed it. The problem in trying to make sense of it is that we persist in trying to apply our values to understanding it. It takes place in the inner mind, and that is the inner mind of someone who is already predisposed through their own experiences of abuse and rejection and bitterness and hostility towards others. And they cultivate that internal. That's the internal reality. We continue to try and impose our kind of moralistic template on these people. They are outside those conditions of understanding. It was obviously planned and premeditated, and they had an available stock of potential clients in their own children and the lodgers. So they were soliciting and they were drawing people in. The spider was drawing into the web and the scorpion was killing them. Stripped to our basic animal nature, we are two biological drives and an instinct. The drives are for sex and dominance, and the instinct is for self-preservation. Serial killers are different from most murderers and most mass murderers in substantive ways because it's premeditated, it is a lifelong choice, and it is about the gratification of those drives and getting away with it, because it goes across years, maybe lifetime. It's not like murder, and it's not like mass murder. Those are focused on specific individual relationships and grievances. Serial killing is a completely different dynamic.
As we've heard, the horrific abuse that Rose suffered from an early age significantly distorted her perception of a healthy sexual relationship. But it wasn't until a fateful meeting that Rose was introduced to a much darker side of herself.
Being abused, having a betrayal of that trust in the people who are... Your life is small, you're a child, you have no universe. Your universe is your parents, your universe is the people who are around you. You look to them for safety and comfort and love and nurturing. When that's betrayed, when it's abused, when in fact it's turned on its head and you yourself are abused, That stays with that child forever. The shrapnel, the emotional shrapnel of that experience is almost impossible to overcome. When you are abused, at some level, you have to make sense of it. And I often think that you choose to identify with the aggressor rather than the victim, because the victim is the one who's being punished, the one that's being abused. That's where the pain lies. If you identify with the aggressor, you have the power, you have control, you have the means of gratification, and that is one of the elements that unlocks the potential for harm. I think there's a kind of cautionary footnote that might be added at some point, and that is essentially that we're talking about something that is exceptionally rare. When I talk about 4,500 to 5,000 serial killers, that was over a period of over 100 years in the world. The odds against you ever being in the vicinity of a serial killer are more than 1,000,000 to 1 against. And if you're in many of the countries where there are very few of any serial killers, it will be almost tens of millions against.
Coming up in Making a Monster, the tapes, we have interviews with Professor Jethro Tumor, Dr. Richard Rappaport, and Dr. Fred Berlin, covering Aileen Wuornos, John Wayne Gacy, and Michael Ross. If you've enjoyed the interviews featured in this podcast, Crime and Investigation's Making a Monster, the TV show, continues Monday at 9 p.m. Let us know what you think. Leave a review on your podcast app or get in touch on social media using hashtag MakingAMonster to let us know. To find out more info on the series, head to crimeandinvestigation.co.uk, where you can find profiles on the killers featured and all of our latest shows. Making a Monster, the tapes, features interviews recorded by Monster Films for the Crime and Investigation TV series and was voiced by me, Cherry Healy, produced by Sam Pearson and Chloe Frost, with editing by Joel Porter.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house, with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. WarbyParker.com/covered.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.